Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week, Veterans Week, and in honor of that, we've got 7th graders from the Taos Area Middle School joining us all week long, talking about their local heroes, and joining us also a teacher from the Taos Area Middle School, Kelly Frank. How are you today, Kelly?
Super. Listeners, today we have Chris Cota-Jarvey, 7th grader, and let me tell you, this boy has some style when it comes to writing about veterans. He's got the perfect balance of facts and pizzazz. I think you'll love his speech today.
I like that. Chris, how are you today?
I'm great.
Great. All right. Now, how much time did you put into your essay here? Quite a bit?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's hear what you have to say. Go right ahead, Chris.
Boom. Pop, pop, pop. It is the 4th of July, the patriotic holiday where we honor our country and the brave men and women who fought for it. As I lay there on my back, watching the marvelous display of colors flashing in the sky, I think to myself, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for those fearless veterans, sacrificing many things to fight for this country. I sure wish I could meet some. Guess what? My wish actually came true. I got the privilege of meeting 5 of the veterans who fought a hard battle in the war. I got to know what it was like being in the Army, what duties they had, and much more. It was so super awesome. But 2 of the 5 stood out to me the most. Those brave heroes' names were Mr. Thomas King and Mr. Richard Frederick, the 2 coolest veterans ever. To start us off, let's discuss Mr. Thomas King, who joined the U.S. Air Force in 1971, serving a staggering 20 and a half years, his career ending in 1992. Holy cow! That's a very long service in the Air Force. This courageous man was stationed in Desert Storm, and one of his main duties was being in charge of ammunition, including general purpose bombs, meaning that Mr. King was somewhat of an ammunitions expert. How wickedly awesome is that? I would have loved to be an ammunitions expert. Next, let's talk about the lands that he was able to travel. Mr. King got to explore many, many lands, such as Europe, Korea, and Saudi Arabia. I heard that he even took his family to some of those places. Man, I really wish I could have been able to tag along with him. Eventually, he had to leave his family for 2 years to go to Korea, but it was fine. Even cooler, this hometown hero was able to witness the Apollo 13 space shuttle land at White Sands, New Mexico. Even better, he also got the privilege of watching another space shuttle blast off on its treacherous journey into space. Wow, how lucky was he, being able to see a space shuttle up close. Mr. King was only able to communicate with his family through letters, once even sending his grandson a wire hook used to hold a bomb for a B-52 airplane. I bet his grandson felt really special. I would have. If you thought that the last hometown hero was amazing, you won't believe the things that the next vigorous veteran has had to go through. Let me introduce you to Mr. Richard Frederick, who enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1970, his career ending a mere 3 years later in 1973. This amazing hero was given the responsibility of restocking or reloading U.S. Navy ships, later even earning the grand title of Lieutenant Junior rank. Now that is something to be proud of, am I right?
Yes!
But if you thought that was the end of this man's amazing journey, you're so wrong. After joining the Navy, Mr. Frederick experienced things that normal people wish they could have seen. For example, like Mr. King, this superb soldier was also able to witness a spacecraft land. But this time, it was the Apollo 17 that landed 1.5 miles from the ship Mr. Frederick was riding, which was in the Pacific Ocean. Wow! That must have been one of the greatest moments of his career. I would have been ecstatic if I were able to see that space shuttle land. This amazing man was able to travel to amazing countries such as Japan, Korea, and even China. I'm so jealous that he was able to travel to Japan, one of my dreams to be able to go to Japan. Mr. Frederick communicated with his family through letters, like Mr. King. But on one lucky day, this Army man was able to make one phone call to his family to let them know that he was alive and well. One phone call. I would have died of homesickness by then. Even today, Mr. Frederick still lends a helping hand to this country by being in the Honor Guard, which are basically people who provide the American flag and traditions at funerals. All in all, Mr. Frederick is a truly amazing hometown hero. In conclusion, Mr. Thomas King and Mr. Richard Frederick are super awesome hometown heroes. Also, a special thanks to all of the patriotic veterans that visited our school, and a huge thank you to all you veterans listening to this right now, as well as you, WKJC listeners. I am very thankful to our veterans for keeping our country the land of the brave. I hope you enjoyed.
Nice job, Chris. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure to be here.
All right. And Kelly, we've had three excellent essays so far, and I know we still have two more to go during this Veterans Week.
Thank you very much. I'm so proud of these kids. Stay tuned tomorrow, listeners.